Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
All right, let's roll out the Thursday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you, you would like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so if you didn't get over there yesterday to check it out, swing on by there today. It'll still be hanging out there waiting for you. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, hit that link, follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate it. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is, oh, you know this one by now, it's at Sports Time Radio. Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at BurkeTime, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z-Man with three E's.
All right, so I wanted to tell you this. I think you'll find this quite humorous, Dan. You know, FanDuel gave us the $10, and I've been kind of nickel and diming my way through it, picking up some money here and there. So last night I did five lineups. I did three baseball, a hockey, and a basketball because they were both just a nickel. Humorously, Dan, four out of five of the lineups I put in moneyed. All right, now I won 10 cents in three of them and $2 in the other one, but that's okay. I don't mind. I'll take that. Out of those five lineups, Dan, three baseball, one hockey, and one basketball, which one didn't I money in?
Wait, say that again. Three hockey.
Three baseball, one hockey, and one basketball.
Basketball.
Yep. Of course, right? Just kind of obvious. Mm-hmm. I thought that was hilarious. I looked this morning, and I was like, oh, this nickel hockey lineup won me 10 cents. And, you know, this nickel baseball lineup won me 10 cents. And, oh, this dollar lineup won me $2. I, you know, hey, I'm pretty happy with that. I think I could double my money. I don't care if it's 5 cents or a buck. I get down to the basketball lineup and it says winnings. Like, yeah, that figures. So it's like, here we go. Good old basketball coming back to haunt me just because I'm, you know, not a big fan or whatever you want to call it. And I was like, yeah, here we are. I'm just kind of stuck now. So, yeah, now are you still, did you spend your $10 or are you still hanging on with it?
How long do we have? I spent like half of it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I didn't look to see if they put a time limit on it like they did last time. So,
I think they did. I mean, I think I have about $4 left. The hard thing is, you know, some of the ones you invite me to, you do kind of early or whatever. I mean, it's not, I'm not blaming you, but a few of them you're inviting me to that they limit the amount of entries. So I go through and I put together a lineup and then I hit submit and they go, you don't qualify or too many entries. I'm like, you've got to, you know, yeah. So, I mean, that's the only thing that drives me nuts. I'm like, geez, why do you guys are, I don't know. It cracks me up, but yeah. How are you doing with the home run challenge? I keep forgetting about it.
You know, surprisingly, I haven't won anything yet because, you know, I genuinely never win on any of those things. But I'm actually hitting home runs this year instead of, you know, like last year where I couldn't pick anybody to hit anything. So it's kind of humorous. I actually had I had three the other day, and unfortunately it took four to win. So I was kind of close, Just not quite there. And then I've had a couple days where I've managed to hit two, but you need three to win. So yeah. I was surprised, like, how well I've managed to do this year, and I don't know if that's the nature of the game where it looks like there's going to be a lot of home runs this season. So just have to kind of see how that goes. But yeah, you know, I've had some better luck than normal, because I think it had to be last year, because I don't think they've been doing it that long. But remember last year I went like 2 weeks without hitting a home run?
What makes it hard too is I just did one of those double up MVPs where you only select three players, so we'll see if I get anything back on that. The other problem I've had is there's still not a lot of people playing. You know, there was a day on the weekend when I went into like several MLB games and it's like 20 out of 100. You know what I mean? The numbers are so small, and I don't really like getting into those because honestly, the way those work, I never win. You know, I'd rather be in a game, whatever you want to call it. I'd rather be in one where there's thousand to a couple thousand people. I feel like I've had better results with bigger, just bigger pool of players. And then the other side of it is, I don't know what it is about this year. You know me, my favorite one is the 50-50s. And when I go to look at the 50-50s, there's literally one or two games that you could play. You know, the rest of them, it's like two out of 10. You know, I'm lucky if there's 100, there's a couple of 50s, but you know, that's been rough. So I think that's what's been a little bit of a turnoff is I just haven't been able to, just get the right thing. And then I've tried a couple with the guru.
Oh yeah.
You know, where they help you pick, and it's worked before in the NFL, but you know, I just get my ass kicked with those.
Yeah, no, I've had better luck with the RotoWire stuff that I was talking about earlier. You know, it really struggled early, but as of late, it's been doing, you know, much better for me again. And you know, I'm not winning hundreds of dollars to where I'm going to be retiring anytime soon or, you know, anything like that deal. But you know, like I said, I'm always happy, you know, to win. I mean, like, you know, I came home and I was just excited to see the fact that my hockey lineup won, because I genuinely don't do very well with the hockey stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Hey, I won 10 cents on a 5 cent bet. So, you know, if I can double my money every time, I would be pretty happy about that. Yeah, but yeah, it's just kind of, you know, that's just kind of how I am. I don't want to get caught up and, you know, I know Mr. Fantasy enjoys just the opposite. Like he took his $10 and spent it all on the first Sunday of the baseball season. You know, he just went through and did multiple lineups and, you know, all kinds of other stuff until he was out of the $10. And I don't know how he did. I actually haven't talked to him since. But you know, that was his kind of strategy where I'm kind of nickel and diming my way through it. So.
Yeah, well, you know, and the other side of it, too, is I just think it's not having the game go on for so long, it's just hard to really jump into it. And then I did learn that I'm no longer a beginner.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Yeah, it's always kind of humorous when you do that, right? You click to get in the beginner league, and they're like, we're sorry, you don't qualify for this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, take it out. Well, you know, and the problem with that was, I think it was that baseball season where we actually got Mr. Fantasy putting out lineups every day. Well, at least,
oh, wow.
You know, several days out of the week. Oh, you must have blocked that out. Because of his lineups, that pulled me out of beginner level because I was kicking ass, especially in the 50-50s. I was kicking ass, and then I disqualified myself.
I forgot what forgot we had him do that.
Yeah.
Actually, I just forgot he did that. I have a difficult time getting him to do anything fantasy wise. So it's like, oh, okay, cool. So, but while we are talking fantasy, I did set the Yahoo Football Leagues up, so we're all set and ready to go. So we're looking for players. You know the deal. We do it for free. They're big leagues, 20-team leagues. The drafts are set for the 4th and 5th of September because the season opens on the 10th. So we do the weekend before. It's one auction and one snake league. You know the deal, like always, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. If you want to get in, we'll email you the link. It's free to play. We just kind of do it for bragging rights. So hop on in if you're interested, and we will hook you up. But I did realize, Dan, and maybe you'll make me feel better about this, the one problem I'm having with Yahoo Fantasy this year is there are a lot of early starting games, and I am missing getting those players into my lineup. Are you getting on in time to get all these guys in your lineup, or are you an idiot like me?
No, because I do this thing that you don't do. Yeah, I do this thing that you don't do. I download the Yahoo Fantasy app, and every day, just with my job, seeing as I'm not working from the office anymore, I have to have my phone up. I've got a little stand. I don't even know where I got the stand from, but I've got this little stand for my phone. And every day, Yahoo sends a notification that tells me there's issues with your lineup. Check it. So I do, but I'm not going to. I did miss the other day when I forgot to put Jose Altuve in, and he had a home run, and I have him in both leagues.
Yeah, because, like today, for the example, the Pirates and the Twins had an early start, and I have a couple of each, on each team, so I missed out on getting those guys in the lineup. But, I caught up on everybody else. I was okay there. But, yeah, I'm just – it's still so weird because, I have the sort of kind of overnight schedule where I roll in from work in the morning and I try to take a nap. And now it seems when I get up that there is just, sports galore. There's a hockey game on and there's a basketball game on, and lately there's been baseball games on. And it's just like, man, this is insane with, everybody trying to deal with, the pandemic stuff and make up whatever they're trying to do. So maybe I'm kind of glad that Yahoo ended our hockey and basketball league, or else I'd really be in trouble. Could have been an issue, but the Pirates did end up winning that game. They walked it off against the Twins 6-5. And we do have three live games going right now. The Angels are beating the Mariners 4-1. Looks like they're headed in the bottom of the sixth. The A's are beating the Rangers 6-4. That game's headed into the bottom of the seventh. And the Giants are beating the Rockies 3-1. That game's in the top of the seventh. So, we've got that going on. But, yeah, and then, I guess the other odd thing here in baseball, Dan, and we're going to call this odd, even though it shouldn't be that way at all. Who has the longest winning streak in Major League Baseball right now, Dan?
The Cubs.
Yeah, the Cubs. It's 6 in a row. Even though that bullpen is a bit of a shambles. And if you remember, Dan, I told them that I wanted Pedro Strop back and they ignored me. Craig Kimbrel looks like a toad. I don't know what's going on with him. But humorously today, the first email I got from Schomburg Stu said that the Cubs just need to release him and, cut bait. And I'm like, Stu, you forgot. They signed him to a 4-year deal last year with a lot of money. So he's still owed, you know, quite a bit of money. It's like they're not releasing him. He's not going anywhere. You know, I know they made some minor pickups yesterday. They signed Kelvin Herrera and Matt, what is it, Demody, I think his name is pronounced. So they're at the alternative training site, as it's called now. You know, Dan, we seem to be in this situation with a lot of teams. I thought it was going to be the opposite way around, but the Cubs starters are really carrying them. How long before this catches up with them? I mean, you know, Tyler Chatwood's going to win the Cy Young, so what the hell's going on here?
I don't know. Maybe there's no pressure, no fans in the stands. It's like being back in Colorado.
Yeah, or it's the fact that he's in a contract year and, you know, he knows he needs to have a good year.
Yeah. So, I mean, so Schomburg Stu's ready to drive you to the airport, pack him up?
No, now it's Craig Kimbrell. He's okay with Darvish.
Oh, Craig
Kimbrell.
I don't know why I keep thinking.
Yeah, last year it was Darvish. Now it's Craig Kimbrell who has to get out of town. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you as a Cub fan, how worried are you about the bullpen? I mean, you know, I mean, a couple guys have been decent. Rowan Wick's showing that he can get outs, and, you know, Jeffress hasn't given up a run yet. But, you know, Kimbrell is supposed to be your guy, and he's been knocking pretty good in his three appearances. You know, where's your concern level at, you know, what, how many games of this season? You know what, we're a third of the way through now or something like that. So where are you at?
It's so hard. I mean, it's exciting, you know, because they're winning. And to get it out of the gate like this is pretty cool, but, you know, especially as a Cubs fan. And then not only to get out of the gate like this, but – to kind of have this win streak with a brand new manager, and we're not talking just a new manager for the Cubs. We're talking a new manager in the league who has no managerial experience. And yeah, I'm not knocking him for it. You know, obviously he doesn't, because we all know he retired and went on Dancing with the Stars, and now he's here. And so, I mean, that's exciting, and he can only work with what he has. So, I mean, the Kimbrel signing seemed great, but at the same time, it didn't, because you remember his he wasn't signed immediately, and it's hard to say. Was it luxury tax threshold money that stopped Boston from re-signing him, or was it because
no,
they knew that this was the result? What we're seeing.
Remember,
now,
he wanted 5 years and $60 million, or 4 years and $60 million dollars, something like that. It was either 4 or 5 years and $60 million dollars, and that's why nobody signed him last year. He didn't come off those demands until the, you know, and even with the Cubs, he still got a pretty good deal. He got 3 years at 43 with an option year. So he did okay.
Yeah, and then, well, he did okay on the contract.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, you know, to get rid of him now, you know, it would, if the Cubs were just to cut him, it would cost them about $24 million, you know, because obviously the option year doesn't kick in. You know, and there's no way, you know, there's no way this team eats that. I just, you know, they're not that kind of team. So, but yeah, so I don't know. Like I said, I mean, what's your concern rate here with these guys? You know, are you, you know, how far on the edge are you when David Ross is about to go to the bullpen?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm still looking and hoping Jeffries, you know, can stay consistent and healthy and can be a factor. So, you know, there's that one. But, you know, I've seen the talks and the, you know, it was even funny to see articles posted from, I forget what the name of it is, but Die Hard Cub posts where they're like, we got to get Kimbrel out of the, out of there. You know, he shouldn't be closing anymore.
Yeah, I think, did Stu write that article?
No, it was Al. Al actually wrote it.
So, yeah, because that, you know, that seems to be the big concern, you know, right now is just the bullpen. But, yeah, you know, they're, you know, what are they? They're 10-2. So, you know, right now it's the, you know, the Cubs and the Yankees who are looking like, well, and the Twins are 10-2 also, maybe 10-3. I don't know if this is updated for today. So yeah, it's kind of, cause like, this is what I expected the Cubs to do back in, you know, 2017, 2018 and 2019. You know, was kind of dominate the division like that. I didn't realize until looking here, Dan, they're the only team in the NL Central over 500 right now. So, you know, that puts them in a really good spot in a season like this, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and you got to, you know, and obviously, you know, the Cardinals are in the weird situation. I know they start back up against the Cubs tomorrow. You know, and curiously, Dan, I'm kind of, you know, wondering how you look at this. You know, the Phillies missed some games, and then they drew the Yankees and have obviously really struggled against a good Yankee team. But the Marlins, who missed a ton of games, got kind of a good draw and got the Orioles and have been winning. How do you think this works out for the Cardinals starting tomorrow? Because, you know, they're going to get a super hot Cub team, be it if they, you know, if they win tonight against the Royals or not, you know, they're still going to be, you know, on, you know, pretty much rolling coming into, I think they're going to St. Louis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what, you know, how big advantage to the Cubs, no advantage to the Cubs, or how does that work out for you?
I still think it's a big advantage for the Cubs. I mean, the Royals the Royals are the Royals. So I don't know. I still believe in momentum, man. You know, the Cubs took on the Royals here in Chicago, you know, turned around and did something the NBA would never do. And they all went down to KC. I need a rim shot on that one, right? And then, you know, now they're headed to St. Louis. Is that today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow they
can't even keep track of them.
Okay. The city.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they, but whatever. I guess that's besides the point. So they, I don't know. I just think they're on a roll, and I don't know. I think with the time off for St. Louis, that they're going to struggle a little bit.
I want you to know that you just completely went against your guy, Joe Maddon, because remember, he said there is no momentum in baseball.
Yeah. Despite everything.
I just want you to know, you know, you sure you don't want to retract that statement going against your guy, you know, Maddon like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. So, you know, I just don't want you to, you know, to get yourself in trouble with Joe in case he happens to be listening. Oh, no, the Angels are playing, so he's probably not listening. So, you know what else I got a chuckle out of something yesterday, Dan, and I didn't even realize this guy was playing there. But I'll lead you down the road, even though I'm not sure you can get there. A former Cub got a save for the Mariners last night. Young guy, he looked like he was originally the Cubs had him as a starter, but he ended up in the bullpen. looked like he was eventually going to be the Cubs closer, but kind of washed out. They dealt him to San Diego last year. I'm not quite sure how he ended up in Seattle. I'm going to have to look that one up. But he picked up a save for the Mariners last night. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Carl Edwards Jr.
Oh, wow.
Picked up the save for the Mariners last night. And I was just kind of like, oh, wow, I didn't even realize he was pitching in Seattle. But, yeah, he's made five relief appearances with a .93 ERA. So he's pitching, you know, really well for them so far. And it appears San Diego just let him go, and Seattle signed him as a free agent. So
wow.
I thought that was, you know, was kind of interesting because, you know, he was, you know, remember through the minors, he was going to be the next great Cubs starting pitcher. And then Theo decided he couldn't be a starter, so they converted him. And he had three really good years in the Cubs bullpen. And then I don't know what happened. You know, he had some kind of meltdown or something. Remember they changed his windup and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's got it figured out now in Seattle. I mean, he's still only 28. He'll be 29 next year. So, you know, he's really young. But, yeah, I just, you know, that was one of those things. Like I think you mentioned it the other day. You're like, oh, he's on that team now. And that was kind of the moment I had. I was like, wait a minute. He's a Mariner? So... But, yeah, I was like, cool. And while we were discussing a little bit about your concern for the Cubs, Dan, if you're an Astro fan, how panicked are you? You know, you just lost your fourth pitcher to the DL or the IL. And they're reporting that your closer, Roberto Ozuna, looks like he's going to need Tommy John. This team seems to be, you know, their pitchers are just catching on fire. Verlander only made the one start before he went down. They've lost Ozuna, Davinsky, and Biagini are all also sitting on the IL. You know, they're 6-5, so they're off to a solid start, not a great start. Are you banging the concern drum for the Astros, Dan?
A little bit, but I mean.
You like that pun?
Yeah. with what they did, I'm like, it is what it is, right?
Yes. So, but yeah, you know, I mean, I'm looking at their rotation now, Dan, and tonight they're starting Brandon Belica. Tomorrow, okay, you know, it's Zach Greinke. We're cool with that. Then they're coming back with Framber Valdez, and on Sunday it is Christian Javier. Dan, I couldn't tell you the first thing about three out of those four guys. You know, obviously
no,
we know who Greinke is. But, you know, the other three guys are just prospects. Javier is 23, Valdez is 26, and Belica's 24. Belica's had a couple really good relief appearances. So I don't know. It's just kind of... You know, like I said, are you pressing the concern button for the Astros here?
A little bit. I think they got to pick it up, right?
So yeah, well, you know, I guess the question more becomes is can they? You know, when you get in this kind of situation, and obviously you can't control the injuries, so you know, is there anything they could? You know, they could really do about it to, you know, to come up with anything, or you just got to kind of you got to kind of ride it out and hope that Verlander can come back and save you?
Pretty much.
You know, and so, I guess having the playoff helps, right? I mean, maybe they could sneak in with that.
Well, they have the Angels to worry about, don't they?
Yeah, well, you know, the Angels haven't gotten off to a great start either. You know, they're what did they see? They're 4-7. Yeah, they're 4-8. They'll be 5-8 once this game goes final if they hang on. I was looking for a Verlander timetable here, and they don't even have a timetable for his return. So that's not a good thing.
You know, it's funny, too, with the MLB app, they don't even have the option for, you know, the playoff, the wild card run yet. you know, it's interesting because with it being a shortened season, you know, Minnesota kind of took off like this last year, and they're back at the top. The White Sox are trailing behind, you know, what are they, 2.5 games back with 7 wins? You know, if you kind of keep on, if everything keeps going the way it's going right now, which this does make it hard to address with the missed games, but because of the odd schedule or, you know, odd standings. But I mean, you're looking at the Yankees, the Twins, and right now Oakland kind of taking over. But, you know, if Houston can't keep it up, they can actually fall behind and, you know, possibly lose out on a playoff spot to the White Sox, the Indians, and possibly, you know, Baltimore, if it stays like that. It's so hard to judge right now. You know, like Toronto's only had 9 games, but Tampa's had 12. So is Boston.
Right.
You know, where the Twins have completed the most games next to the Royals at 13 right now. You know, so it's just so hard to judge. You know, you want the injuries and the BS to happen now, is what we would normally say, because we'd be sitting in April or, you know, yeah, April, and then heading into May, you'd want that to happen then. But, you know, with Verlander, you're hoping that sore arm kind of catches up real quick. You can get him back within 2 weeks.
Yeah, because it's funny because you're like, yeah, you know, Minnesota and Kansas City have only played 13 games. Well, that means they only have 47 more to go in this season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's you know, it's not like where, you know, if it was May and you had played your 13th game, no problem. We got, you know, 149 left to go. Well, you know, everything will be fine. You know, it's not like that this year. It's like, you know, it's like the difference. You know, they always say baseball's a marathon. Well, it's not a marathon this year. You know, I mean, it's pretty much a flat-out sprint. You know, if you can get up and run away from your division, you know, in essence, like the Cubs and the Yankees are doing right now, you know, that's a big deal. You know, I mean, the only thing holding the Twins back from running away with their division is the White Sox, who are 7-5, kind of miraculously after getting off of that ridiculously bad start. But, it looks like your guy Giolito may have figured it out. His last two starts have been much better than that first one. So, you know, we'll just have to see if he can kind of, you know, if he can kind of lead the staff while, you know, Rodon and Lopez nurse their injuries back. And I do wonder if maybe now that Michael Kopech is getting divorced, if we'll see him try to opt in like Nick Markakis did. So, you know, maybe he becomes an asset out of the bullpen or something for them. But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's so weird, you know, like you said. And, I mean, it's just so hard to tell because, you know, like I was looking at the standings earlier, and I'm like, oh wow, the Red Sox are in last place in the, you know, in the AL East. You know, and I know we talked about them a little bit yesterday, and it's just kind of like that's weird. Just one of those things we haven't seen. And technically, how about this one, Dan? Technically, the Miami Marlins are the first place team in the NL East because they're 5-1 in those six games. So, you know, I as weird as it sounds, I guess technically the Marlins are playoff contenders right now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I don't expect them to stay there. I kind of assume things will level out for them. But, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, you start looking at it and it's like, you know, with the exception of the Yankees, the AL East, that's another division where nobody is 500 except the Yankees. And, the Rays and the Red Sox have really stunk. You know, the AL Central appears to be improved with the exception of the Tigers and the Royals. You know, the West is a little bit of a mess. The A's are playing well, but everybody else is kind of a cluster. You know, we talked about the NL Central and, you know, the NL East. You know, the Braves are the only team over 500, not counting the Marlins. And it's really been the NL West that has been a really good division. You know, the Rockies are 8-3. The Dodgers are 9-4. The Padres are 7-6. And then, I mean, you can't even count out the Giants at 6-7. It's just the Diamondbacks who got a little lost there at 4-8 out of the gate. That's been a really good competitive division out of all of them. And, Dan, I'm just kind of writing it off to the fact that this year is a disaster. But, are you kind of like I am looking at the standings going, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just so hard to judge. You know, in the past, you're able to just kind of just look at things and just by eye kind of figure out who is, how they're going to play out, you know. But at this point, it hasn't gone any further than that. And it's hard because I think everyone's just thrown off. You know, every baseball player is off their routine. I was listening to the first game of the day with the Pirates, and they were, one of the guys was talking about a guy he played with who was a smoker and would get into the dugout and stand up and sit down three times. And on his third sit, he would stay. And then he would light a cigarette, which is, still cracks me up. He'd light a cigarette, two puffs, and then he would put that one out and then light another one and just not even smoke it.
Yeah, there are some odd characters, you know. And I do wonder – you know, how this affects some of these guys. Cause you know, there are a lot of players, Dan, that, you know, they like to get to the ballpark 3-4 hours early. And, you know, like this guy had his routine in the dugout, you know, they all have that routine, you know, be it extra hitting or extra stretching or, you know, whatever you're so used to doing or you're so tuned into doing. And I haven't heard too many players mention it, but I do wonder how this is affecting them. You know, when it comes to that, just kind of having everything thrown off like this. You know, have you heard anybody interview that has mentioned anything like that?
No, and even that's a little difficult. And, you know, this is one of the things I didn't understand. The Pirates won. There was a walk-off. Forgot the young man's name. You know, he's doing an interview, and from what I understand, the cameraman has to be at least 6 feet away. I don't know what the deal was. Maybe it's because of the miking and all that. You know, maybe that's not sanitary, but you really couldn't understand him through the mask. And then the guy who dumped water on him wasn't even wearing one. So,
yeah.
The way this all is just so confusing.
Yeah, it's odd because, like, I saw – I can't remember what – one of the teams had a walk-off winner, and they celebrated just like it was a regular walk-off. You know, everybody was jumping up and down and, you know, hitting each other and piling on and all that fun stuff. But then I saw somebody else get one, and they made sure they all stayed away from each other and just pretended they were mm-hmm. high-fiving. So, yeah, it just – I guess it just kind of depends on – the scenario and if you went to the casino with the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, not only that, I seen one where a guy hit a home run and I don't know if it was, you know, one of the bench coaches or whatever, is wearing a mask, but still does all the other, you know, normal handshakes and slaps, you know, so I'm like, oh,
Well, if he did go wash his hands after that, though, it would be okay, right?
Or beforehand?
Both, actually, probably. So.
Yeah. The baseball, there's only, what, 20-some of them men in the dugout, whatever. You know, I've already seen pictures of kids going back to school wearing masks, but, you know, schools aren't designed for social distancing, so they're basically, it looks like a concert, you know. You're cheek to cheek with everybody, so it's nothing makes sense.
Yeah,
nothing makes sense
school,
anymore. Big
well, that's not gonna work. Sorry, you know, I get it that you want people back in the classroom, but this isn't gonna work for you. I got bad news for you. So, you know, there's no way to keep those poor kids apart, and you know, we're going to wipe out the younger generation with the COVID virus. So.
Well, no, they're supposed to be more, yeah, they're supposed to fight it better. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. But interesting, Dan, you're now full-time hitter. Shohei Ohtani hit his third home run today now that he can concentrate on just hitting. So I managed to catch a little bit of that. I was like, oh, there you go. He hit now we can just put him in the DH role and let him go out and hit every day, and let's see what kind of numbers he puts up. You know, I know he's only hitting like .170 or something, but I'm sure now that he's going to bat regularly, you know, that'll improve quickly. So he homered, and I was like, there you go. He's proven Dan's point already. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I mean, obviously. Well, no, and I was going to say, is he just going to strictly be DH for the season? You know, I mean,
he's supposed to be on the rest.
Well, no, I didn't even mean that. I mean, are we going to see him in the field? Because if he has those issues, he obviously can't. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like last year where, you know, he had the Tommy John or whatever surgery he had. You know, he can't be throwing the baseball, so he can't play the outfield.
This will be interesting.
So yeah, he's just strictly going to be a DH.
A DH. I mean, good for him, but you know, like you said, I think they'll try it again next year. But you've got to imagine that Joe is going to be, I would think, you know, not very trusting and not wanting to get him on the mound again. I think he's definitely going to get the pressure from the front.
Unless your name's John Lester, he didn't really trust me anyways, did he?
No, but. I don't even know where the hell I was going with it. He threw me off.
You were going to say something about Joe Madden. No.
Yeah, well, you know, I would think that he would be one to fight to get him out from off the mound.
Yeah, well, you know, I think looking at things, if you're any manager or pitching coach, don't you have to be leaning that way? I mean, it's you know, 2 years in a row he's been injured as a pitcher. You know, and you know, like we talked about yesterday, his hitting numbers are decent. So you've got to wonder if he can focus on just hitting. If those numbers get better and he actually moves up, you know, into that elite level of hitting, you know, where he, you know, he's just outside now. I mean, you know, he's a 280 whatever career hitter, and you know, he's averaging about 20 bombs over a full season, but he's only hitting in about 100 games because of the pitching aspect. You know, if you could add 40 games or 50 games to that, you know, can he get to 300 or 310 maybe and hit 30-plus homers? You know, I mean, that would put him at a really elite hitting level in today's game. You know, and you just got to kind of look at it and wonder and be like, man, why are we trying to make him a two-way guy when he could benefit us so much more as an offensive player?
Yeah, and, you know, over the last two seasons, he was, you know, 18 and 19, only 100. Well, no, I don't even want to say only, but I guess you could say that, only 100. You know, 104 and 18, 106 last year. He's about, you know, just around 700 at-bats for the 2 years. But, you know, with his total, his numbers are almost – where a regular, for you know, a full-time player would be, with at bats and everything, and you know, even with that small amount, he's still averaging 285. You know, like you said, if he was full-time, I think he could be closer to that 300 mark, and then you know, just having a lot more. But at the same time, he's still a big strikeout guy.
Yeah, well, that's who isn't,
batting
right?
Average is low. Yeah, that's just true.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you start looking at that lineup, you know, you've got the best player in the game in Mike Trout. You know, then you'll have Ohtani and Rendon, you know, who are both signed long-term. You know, Albert can still, you know, come through here and there. You know, I won't buy that he's the worst player in baseball like they tried to sabermetrically tag him with last year. I mean, he's Albert freaking Pujols, ballot Hall of Famer. So don't try to sell me any of that garbage. You know, David Fletcher is a really good kind of old-style contact hitter at the top of that order. You know, and then if Joe Adell is anywhere close to the prospect that, you know, they think he is or that he's been rated that he is, which, you know, we never, you know, again, we just never know with these guys. You know, but then you're looking at, you know, a pretty good top six. If Upton can give you anything, and then, of course, you know, I didn't forget my guy Tommy La Stella, and then Andrelton Simmons rounds it out. You know, that's not a bad offensive lineup. So, there would be no reason why that team couldn't compete if you've got Ohtani in the batting order every day.
Yeah, and then you just have to find some healthy pitchers.
Yeah, which has been the Angels' problem for how many years? You know for a fact how injured Andrew Heaney's been, and you know, but even before Tyler Skaggs passed away, he was hurt quite a bit. So you know, they've been working for that. I mean, you know, maybe this year, you know, they signed your guy Dylan Bundy, who's made a couple really solid starts for them. You know, Julio Teheran, I believe, has made his first start. While he's not a, you know, a top of the rotation guy, he does make his starts and give you innings, you know, which is always a big plus. So maybe, you know, maybe they'll work it out. I know their closer, they went into the season with Hansel Robles as their closer, and he exploded in a couple games. So you got to wonder if they're maybe looking for a different way to go there. But, yeah, you know, I mean, they're probably going to get to the point very quickly where if they don't contend, especially the fact that, you know, we're going to get 8 playoff teams this year, if they're not contending for a playoff spot this year, they're going to be considered a very disappointing team because there's no reason they shouldn't contend for a playoff spot. You know, I just realized your guy Dylan Bundy started today. How did he do? Did you end up with him by any chance in any of the leagues?
No, somehow I didn't get him.
Now that he's not an Oriole, he's on a team that actually scores for him, you let him go. Yeah, well, you should have had him today, Dan. He went 7, only gave up 3 hits, 1 run, struck out 8, and didn't walk anybody.
Oh. Well, it took some time, but he's finally getting it together, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's also nice to be on a team that scores for you. You know, I'm sure that helps out quite a bit, right? Instead of, you know, kind of being stuck on a bad Orioles team. You know, at least, you know, he's on a team that we believe is trying to win and not rebuilding, at least that we know of. I don't want to lock them into that, but I don't think the Angels are rebuilding because they still have Mike Trout. No. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you think I'm off base by saying they'd be disappointing if they didn't contend for a playoff spot?
Yeah. But, I mean, the value of the playoffs and everything this year, I mean, it's still going to be on, obviously, but, you know, it's really not the same as it was. It's not the same as it has been in the past, so.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, but, you know, I mean, you and I, you know, we talked about this, you know, it's like, you know, whoever wins this World Series is going to celebrate it like it's a World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's, you know, a fiasco. So,
well,
you know, I mean, you got to get in, right?
Yeah, you got to get in. And, I mean, you know, with the way the season is, if you don't, you got to be up to it right now. And if you don't take advantage of the shortened season, you know, because, I mean, it's literally everyone's game right now. Everyone has a chance to make the World Series. And, I mean, it's you can always say that in early April, you know, no matter what. It's you know, everyone has a chance. But, I mean, literally right now, everybody has a chance.
Well, you know, I think that's the oddest thing. And, I mean, I know they always say that going into April. Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's you know, everybody, you know, we all know better that, you know, in a 162-game season, those teams are going to, you know, they're going to fall by the wayside. You know, even like now, I mean, we're seeing teams like, you know, the Royals and the Pirates and the Tigers really struggle getting out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the point where, you know, you've got to wonder, it's just kind of like, well, you know, let's see where this goes. But,
you know, I mean, they're still down there at the bottom, but, you know, with this short season, all they need is a good win streak, and they're right back in it. You know, with the expanded playoffs, I mean, you know, I think I was having fun counting the White Sox out, you know, just with my friends. But, you know, I don't really want to see them in the bottom. And, you know, look at that right now. They've already bumped up to where they're in second place. And if they have a solid series against the Twins, I mean, the Twins can be out. You know, I mean, the Twins are looking good right now, but let's not forget that one of the main guys in their bullpen is a guy that was a World Series champion, but has just literally pulled a Fernando Rodney over the last 5 years. And that's Sergio Romo. Now, his beard's looking good, though. But you know what I mean? So how much does Romo have? Because he's been able to get signed every single year since the Giants released him. But at the same time, he hasn't been, you know, 100% effective the entire season. You know, but does that change because it is a shortened season, so he's really not going to hit all the games that they might bring him into?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he can still get outs. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he's not the lockdown closer he was, you know, for the Giants when they won the World Series. But, you know, hey, as long as you get people out.
Yeah, but no, that's my point is, like, with this season, you don't know. He could be great for the whole season or – you know, halfway through, he could he can maybe just maybe not have his stuff there like he did. And that's my point is, like, with this season, it's literally everyone's game. You know, like I said, the White Sox could have a good, you know, 10-game series, and all of a sudden they're in first place and contending.
Yeah, well, that's the tough part. I mean, you have a good 10 games, you're in. You have a bad 10 games, you're out.
I wouldn't count anybody out at this point, but I think in 2 weeks, we're pretty much going to see how the playoffs are going to turn out.
Yeah, well, I counted the Pirates, the Royals, and the Padres on already. It's like, no.
The Padres, did you say?
No, the Pirates, the Royals, and the Tigers. I've all counted out.
Oh, the Tigers.
Here.
I don't see them. Sadly, I think the Royals, I mean, they have Witt and Soler, and they don't have a whole lot of pitching. So.
Yeah, well, you know, and then the two pitchers they were counting on, you know, Keller tested positive for COVID. I think he's making his first start tonight. He's back. And, you know, I know they were really high on Danny Duffy, and I hope he gets it because I had to pick him up. I needed some innings this week, so I hope he figures it out. But he's had his issues. So.
Well, and he hasn't really performed for them like he expected. So.
Right. Yeah, you know, he was one of those prospects, you know, like I mentioned, you just never know what you're getting with these guys. You know, they tell you coming through the minors, he's got the next superstar, and he's going to be it. And you get to
the
major level. For whatever reason, you get to the major league level, and it doesn't happen, and who knows why. You know, I mean, like we talked a little bit about Carl Edwards, you know, he was a highly rated Cubs prospect, and, you know, for whatever reason, it went wrong. Who knows why? But
I could tell you why.
couldn't get anybody out, but that's, you know, why couldn't he get anybody out?
Yeah, well, because, you know, he was, I'm gonna put him onto the Jay Cutler syndrome. You know, you got a new guy coming in to coach you every year, and that new guy's got to try to change everything you do. You know, I mean, this kid had stuff.
I'm sorry.
He had powerful – he's got an arm. But, again, you know, the biggest problem is all they were looking at when they drafted him was a guy who could, you know, hit three digits on the gun. That's all they were worried about. And I'm sorry, but – when you put your head so far up your ass that all you care about is the 100-mile-an-hour pitch, that's where you fail. If you're in the front office and that's all you're looking at and you sign a guy, you draft a guy based on that or his potential to hit three digits, you failed. And I don't feel sorry for you because there's more to pitching than just speed.
What are you doing to that poor girl?
We're playing basketball.
Oh, look at that. It's the first time we're still playing basketball.
Sports Time Radio.